Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my precious audience. I love how God makes the truth come to the surface. The truth has a way of coming to the surface. I love how Jesus' life was unique. And God did everything possible to let the world know that Jesus' life was unique. Of course, it was the most unique life according to the gospel. But interestingly, even according to the Quran, Jesus' life was extremely unique. The Quran even spoke about Jesus, referred to Jesus about 90 times and Muhammad only a few times. Why? Because Jesus has so many unique features, characteristics about his life that Muhammad or no other man has. For example, Jesus' virgin birth is acknowledged in the Quran, and he was conceived through the power of the Holy Spirit. And his sinless life is acknowledged by the Quran, not only the gospel. He raised the dead, he performed the greatest miracles, according to the Quran, not only the gospel. Raised the dead, give sight to the blind, created living being. His ascension, Jesus' ascension acknowledged by the Quran. His inevitable return to judge the world. My friend, Jesus' abilities and titles, which I mentioned a few of them, and traits are collective evidence. Examine the evidence, my friend. Compel the conclusion that Jesus is more than just a prophet. My wife was born and raised as a Muslim. She was studying to become a Muslim teacher in Al-Azhar Islamic University in Cairo, one of the most prestigious Islamic universities in Cairo, and she was going to become an Arabic teacher and a Muslim teacher. When she found out about Jesus' uniqueness, especially he is coming back again to judge mankind justly, according to Islam, not only according to the gospel, she started being open to the fact that Jesus is more than a prophet. My friend, I know there is so much disagreement in major doctrines between what Muslim teachers teach and what we believe as Christians, as followers of Christ. However, I'm asking you now to put aside our differences and just consider the commonality between the Bible and the Quran regarding the person of Jesus Christ, just for a few minutes. Jesus Christ is called Al-Masih Isa in the Quran. When you examine the parallels within them, God will certainly guide you to the complete truth when you pray about guidance. My beloved Muslim friend, ask yourself, why were all these unique and heavenly features found only in Jesus Christ? And of course, Jesus' uniqueness and elevated status is totally the result of the will and power of God. It was God who gave Jesus an exceptional life on earth. It was not because he knew how to use the sword and fight his enemies physically, and conquer his enemies and kill his enemies. No, it was God who gave Jesus an exceptional life on earth. When you prayerfully consider the unique features in Jesus' life, you will certainly discover there is something majestic and heavenly about the man Jesus. There is something particularly glorious and supernatural about the person of Jesus. The idea that Jesus Christ was merely a prophet, a messenger, surely is unreasonable in the light of the evidence surrounding his life. And we're talking about evidence that you must evaluate objectively. I used to work as a defense lawyer in Egypt, and it is very important not to believe any story or anything you are told. It's very important to examine the evidence. As you prayerfully ponder and evaluate all the facts about Jesus presented to you in this program, you will discover that Jesus' uniqueness demands the conclusion that Jesus is unique, because he is the eternal, unique Son of God in a spiritual sense. Of course, we will explain that later. And he came to save us. He is God made manifest in human flesh. Jesus was born and raised in a small village, my friend. He worked as a carpenter until he was 30. He never had a position in government. He had no money, never owned a house, never had an army, never fought a war or commanded his disciples to fight. He ministered, served people only for 3.5 years, and then his enemies arrested him and crucified him. There has never been a prophet, a military leader, an educator, or a king who has made more positive impact on humanity than Jesus Christ. He changed the lives of hundreds of millions of people. Jesus Christ is superior to all others in his moral influence and in his promotion of human welfare. You know, that's probably one of the reasons why the countries that are influenced by the teaching of the gospel are so advanced, and they protect human rights. And Jesus was unique and superior in his teaching. For example, he taught, love your enemies, love your neighbor as you love yourself, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Humans are indeed weak. Muslims tell me, who can do that? However, God can enable us to live and grow closer and closer to his highest moral standard. My friend, if you read Jesus' teachings recorded in the gospel by his disciples, eyewitnesses of his life, you will discover that if people only obeyed what Jesus taught, all the problems in the world would be solved. Just think about that. My friend, you must put your faith in Jesus as your only Savior. And you must repent. Genuinely repent means that you realize that you are a sinner. You are not perfect. You made so many mistakes. You violated your conscience and violated God's word and commandments. My friend, tell God, I am sorry for my life, which I lived far from you. God, I surrender my life to you. I want to please you through the words I say, through the actions I take. I want my attitudes and actions to be in harmony with your will. God, I believe in Jesus, that he died on the cross and paid the penalty for all my sins, and that Jesus rose from the dead. God, I rely on Jesus' sacrifice to gain your acceptance and forgiveness. My friend, if you pray this prayer, hallelujah, congratulate you. Congratulations. Contact me. I would love to send you free materials and rejoice with you for making the best and most important decision you can ever make in your life. Now you became a child of God, and you must find a good church that teaches the Bible. Hallelujah. Rest of my audience, I encourage you to pray for the salvation of people that you meet, and for the salvation of Muslims, if I can be of any help to you. Remember, we are one family, one team, regardless of which church we go to. We are the family of God. We are the believers and followers of Jesus Christ. Contact me if I can serve you in any way. And let another person know about our program so God can use our program in the lives of more people. I met Anthony Albizu, and he sent me email, Dear Sammy Tanago, I was converted to Islam, but then I met Jesus, which caused my Muslim friends to attack my faith in Jesus and attempted to prove Christianity wrong. So I was struggling between both faith. Your program helped to strengthen my faith in Jesus. Your program not only gave me a stronger Christian foundation, but it equipped me to share the gospel with my Muslim friends effectively. Also, if your Christian group, your fellowship, church, need a speaker to equip the believers to share Jesus effectively with their neighbors and Muslims, I would love to come and give some free materials and be used by God to equip them. I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Hallelujah. God's peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.